afternoon, whichever it is when you are listening to this.
Okay, 早晨好或者下午好，不管你是什么时候听这个的。
Let me begin by giving you homework for the next lesson.
啊，我们现在先来看下个星期的这个星期的家庭作业，就是下星期要讲的。
Our lesson next week is on Chronicles.
我们下个星期，我们这个星期的家庭作业是读历代志上下。
Most of Chronicles is covering much of the same material as Kings, so I'm not going to have you read very much.
历代志上下讲的主要内容呢，大部分都跟这个列王记上下一样，所以我不会让你读很多。
But read at least these chapters.
但是请你最少去读这些章节。
First Chronicles chapter 17.
第一个是历代志上的17章。
And then read 2 Chronicles chapters 5 through 7.
然后历代志下的5到7章。
And chapter 33.
然后第33章。
And as you read, I would like for you to try to notice what is different between Chronicles and Kings.
当你读的时候，我想让你留意在列王记上下跟历代志上下的不同之处。
They cover the same history.
他们讲的是同一段历史时期。
But they look at it in a different way.
但是他们从不同的角度来看这段历史。
So as you read, try to notice what the differences are.
所以当你读的时候，我想你能留意其中这两本书的这几本书的不同。
Now today we are looking at 1st and 2nd Kings.
今天我们要看就是列王记上下。
And I want to start by looking at two other scriptures.
我想让先开始，我们先看别的两节经节。
We have already looked before at Deuteronomy 27 and 28.
我们以前看过《申命记》的27章和28章。
In Deuteronomy 28, God said, if you, are faithful to me, if you obey me, here are the blessings that will come.
神在第28章《申命记》说，如果你留意听从我的话，遵守我的诫命，这个是你要蒙的福气。
But then,God said in Deuteronomy, if you disobey me,
但是在神也在28章说，如果你不听从我的话，
these are the judgments that will come.
这是下边的咒诅必追随你，临到你身上。
I'll come back to that later.
我们后边会再讲这个。
Then in the New Testament, Galatians,
但是在新约第加拉太第六章。
Galatians chapter 6,
第六章
verse 7,
第七节
Do not be deceived.
说不要
自欺 God is mocked.
神是轻慢不得的
Whatever one sows, that will he also reap.
人种的是什么，他收的也是什么，收的也是什么。
Galatians says, whatever we sow,We're going to someday reap the results.
加拉太书，你不管你就是播种了什么，有一天你会收获这个后果。
Many people want to sow sin and reap blessing.
很多人想要播种呢，罪恶，但是却想要收获祝福。
But Galatians says, whatever we plant is what we're going to reap.
但是加拉太书告诉我们。你种的是什么，你收的也是什么。
There is probably nowhere in the Bible that we see that more clearly than in Kings.
可能在圣经中没有什么地方比列王记上下更清楚地表明了这个。
Kings covers a period of 400 years.
这个列王记大概就是涵盖了以色列人400年的历史。
I am not going to attempt to cover 400 years in 1 hour.
我没打算在一个小时之内就是讲400年。
Instead, I'm going to just pull a few examples that demonstrate the message of Kings.
然后我大概就是从列王记里面找几个例子来阐述表明这种观点。
The book of Kings is written sometime around 561 BC.
这个列王记上下大概是公元前561年左右写的。
What that means is this.
它的意义在于
The people of Israel are in exile in Babylon.
这个以色列人这时候是在巴比伦，是在被掳时期。
The temple has been destroyed.
圣殿已经被毁了。
And their king has been, taken off the throne.
他们的王已经不在王位上了。
And that's a problem.
那个问题，那就是问题。
In our lesson on Samuel,
在我们上个星期的撒母耳记上下的时候讲的时候
,we saw in 2 Samuel chapter 7,
我们看到撒母耳记下第七章神说
,God made promises to Israel.
神对以色列人有一个应许。
He said to David,
他对大卫说
,I am going to give you a dwelling place forever.
我必为他们找一个地方。
Forever, he says.
说一个永远的地方，居住之地。
He says to David, I'm going to let your son build a temple.
他就对大卫说，我会让你的儿子为我建造殿宇。
And I will live in that temple.
我会住在那个殿宇。
And then he says, I'm going to put your son and his descendants on the throne forever.
然后神也说，我也必坚定他的国位，直到永远。
There it is again, forever.
这里讲到了又直到永远。
So these are the promises that Israel remembers.
这是以色列人所他们所牢记的这个诺言，神的给他们。
We're going to live in Canaan.
第一个是他们会住在迦南。
We're going to have a temple.
然后他们会有圣殿。
And we're going to have a king.
然后他们会有一位王。
500 years later, a little less than 500 years later.
大概比500年少一点 ,500 年之后。
The people look back.
这些人过了500年他们回头回溯他们的历史。
And they say, wait a minute.
等一下。
You said we would live in Canaan forever.
你神啊你说我们会在迦南地永远那是我们永远的家园。
And instead, we're in exile in Babylon.
但是我们现在却是被掳，却是被驱逐到这个巴比伦之地。
You said we would have a temple in Jerusalem.
你也说我们会在耶路撒冷有一个圣殿。
But the temple has been destroyed and it's just a pile of rocks.
但是圣殿却是被毁了，现在就是一堆荒堆。
You said that David's son would be on the throne forever.
你也说过大卫的子孙或做他的国位直到永远。
But instead, a Babylonian emperor is our ruler.
但是现在呢，却是一个巴比伦的这个王是统治我们。
And so they ask a very good question.
所以他们问了一个很好的问题。
What happened? Why?
到底发生了什么？为什么会这样？
I thought about this scripture last summer.
我去年夏天的时候在想这些经文。
I was in Israel.
我那时候在以色列就是去以色列旅行。
But driving down the road, I saw a big fence and a sign that says, you cannot go here.
然后呢在路上那个车开的时候就看到旁边有一个很大的一个篱笆。一个围栏，然后上面写了一个标志，说你不能进来。
Because it was land that was controlled by the Palestinians.
因为那一片土地呢是被巴勒斯坦那边控制的。
It was in the promised land.
是在这个应许之地。
But Israel doesn't control it.
但是虽然在应许之地，但是以色列人却并不能管那片地方。
I went up on the Temple Mount.
然后我们也到了那个圣殿山。
But there's no temple there.
但圣殿山上没有圣殿。
Instead, there is the Dome of the Rock, a Muslim shrine.
但是却是那个穆斯林的那个清真寺。
There is no king.
也没有王。
From David's line.
也没有说大卫就是从大卫的那个后就是他的后代做王的人。
And I stood there looking at the dome of the rock, saying to myself,
然后我就看着那个穆斯林的那个清真寺，我就心里说，
What happened to the promises in 2 Samuel 7?
那个撒母耳记下七章六节的那个应许到哪里去了呢？
Why did Babylon defeat Judah is what the people of Israel were asking.
以色列人在一直问的问题就是为什么巴比伦人能打败能战胜以色列人。
And the book of Kings was written partly to answer that question.
所以列王记上下他写作的这个目的就是要部分的来回答那个问题。
We think that Jeremiah was probably the author of Kings.
我们现在的学者大多数可能认为说是耶利米是列王记的作者。
And if so, he is answering, why are we in exile?
所以如果是这样的话，他可能就在回答这个为什么我们在这个被放逐的这个问题。
On slide 5, I have given some of the answers that people might have answered.
我在第五个幻灯片上大概给了一些答案，就是你们可能会给的问那个答案。
Marduk was the god of the Babylonians.
那个比勒是巴比伦人的神。
And so there might have been people who said, maybe Marduk is more powerful than Jehovah.
有些人可能会说是因为比勒或者这个称为米洛达的神比耶和华神更强吗？
Maybe Babylon's God is stronger than Israel's God.
或者是因为他这个巴比伦的神比以色列的神更有力。
There were probably other people who said, maybe Jehovah is fickle, he changes his mind.
或者有些人就说可能是耶和华神他是比较善变的，总是变来变去的。
He makes a promise and then he doesn't keep his promise.
然后他保证了什么事情但是却没有遵守诺言。
But the answer of Kings is not either of those two answers.
但是呢列王记给的答案却不是这两个的，不是这两个。
The answer of Kings is a word that I gave you back when we looked at the book of Deuteronomy.
这个对这个列王记上下的这个答案呢，就在于就是我前两个星期给你们的关于生命讲生命记时讲的一个词。
The term Deuteronomic theology.
有个特别的词叫做生命记事神学。
Deuteronomic theology is what we read in Galatians 6.
生命记事神学就是刚才我们读到在加拉太六章七节所读到的。
What you sow, you will reap.
人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
And so in Deuteronomy 28,
所以在28章生命记，
God had said to Israel, if you disobey my law,
神对以色列人说，如果你不遵守我的律例法法
I'm going to send disease on your land.
我就会就是会用这个疾病来惩罚你们。
If you disobey me, I'm going to send famine and drought.
如果你们不听从我的话，我就会让干旱跟饥饿降到这片土地上。
If you disobey me, I'm going to let your enemies defeat you in battle.
如果你们不听从耶和华神的话，就必败在仇敌面前。
And all of these things come true in Kings.
所有这些都在列王记里面实现了。
Disease, plagues spread through the land.
疾病还有这个瘟疫真的是就是横行全地。
They have famine and hunger.
他们有饥荒有饥饿。
They lose battles to their enemy.
他们在仇敌面前失败逃跑。
And then the climax of Deuteronomy 28.
然后在这个生命记28章的这个高潮就是
Verse 36.
就是36节。
He says, if you have disobeyed me, this is what will happen.
如果你不听从神的话，那就会这样子，会有这样的事情发生。
Jehovah will bring you and your king to a nation that neither you nor your fathers have known.
耶和华必将你和你所立的王领到你和你列祖素不认识的国去。
You will serve other gods of wood and stone.
你在那里，你必侍奉木头、石头的神。
You will become a whore, a proverb, a byword among all the peoples.
你在那耶和华领你到的各国中，要令人惊骇、笑谈、讥笑。
The book of Kings answers the question, why?
这个列王记上下就是回答了这个问题，就是为什么这些会发生。
Why are we in such terrible trouble?
我们为什么会遭这样的患难呢？
Why did our armies lose the battle?
我们的军队为什么就是总是打败仗呢？
Why have we been carried into exile?
我们为什么会被掳去到巴比伦呢？
And it answers the question by going back through Israel's history.
所以他回答这个问题是回顾以色列的历史。
And showing how Israel failed to obey God.
他就是显示展示以色列是如何他们就是没有听从神的话的。
Deuteronomy said, this is the kind of king you should have.
就是生命记说你们的王本来应该是这样的。
A king that is devoted to God's law.
就是一个对神的律法忠心的神。
And the book of Kings shows that most of Israel's kings did not follow God's law.
列王记就显示说绝大多数以色列的这个王根本就没有遵从神的道路。
The book of Deuteronomy says this is the kind of prophets you should have.
生命记说你们的先知应该是这样的。
Kings shows that Israel followed the false prophets and they rejected the true prophets.
但是列王记就显示这个以色列人他跟随假先知但是却拒绝真的先知。
And so Kings is showing this answer to the question why.
列王记他对这个为什么的这个问题的回答就是。
And the answer is,
答案就在于
it's your own fault.
是你自己的错。
You refuse to obey God.
你拒绝听从神。
And now this is the result.
你现在就是这样的后果。
Now, we have 400 years.
我们要讲400年，概括400年的历史。
We're not going to try to cover it all.
我没办法就是想要把这个细讲，全部讲。
The PowerPoints give you some important dates and important kings.
然后这个我们的这个幻灯片呢大概给我们一些重要的日期跟一些重要的王。
Look at those because Sister Lay has worked hard to translate them.
你们有时间可以看一看有中文的翻译。
But I'm not going to cover most of them. They are for your information.
我不会说把每张幻灯片都过一遍这个主要是给你看的。
Because when you read through Kings, I find it is helpful if you can kind of have the important dates to remember.
读列王记的时候，我就觉得说，如果你能记住那些重要的那个年份呢，是有帮助的。
But let me just pick out a few examples.
我们现在就大概我可以挑出来几个例子来讲。
The first king in 1 Kings is Solomon.
第一个在列王就是列王记上的所罗门王。
Saul reigned for 40 years.
所罗门王做王40年。
David reigned for 40 years.
他的父亲大卫也是做王40年。
Then Solomon reigns for 40 years.
然后所罗门做王40年。
So those first three kings cover 120 years of Israel's history.
说扫罗也是做王40年所以从扫罗到所罗门这三位王大概涵盖了以色列人120年的历史。
David had been the king that received God's promises.
大卫王是那个接受神这个应许的王。
But with Solomon, we start to see a problem.
但是到了所罗门我们就看到问题了出现问题浮现。
God blesses Solomon in many, many ways.
神在很多很多的方面祝福所罗门。
He is wise.
他很有智慧。
He is incredibly wealthy.
非常非常的富有。
He has a very successful rule.
他的统治也非常的成功。
But 1 Kings 11 tells us about a problem.
但是呢，列王记上11章告诉我们一个问题。
It says that he loved many foreign women.
就是所罗门他爱很多的这个外邦女子。
700 wives.
他有妃700。
300 concubines.
还有嫔300。
Now you should probably understand that marriage of a king back then was often a political.
你要了解当时那个时候的这个国王的他的婚姻都是政治上的原因，很多都是政治上的。
When two nations wanted to bring peace,
当两个国家他们想要缔结和平条约的时候，
a marriage between the king and the daughter of another king would tie them together.
就是一个国王可能会娶另外一个王的女儿，这样的婚姻可以把他们联系在一起。
And so these marriages become political ways of making his, gathering his power.
所以呢，这个婚姻呢就变成政治上的能够巩固增强他的权力的一种方式。
But in Deuteronomy, God had said, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart.
但是在申命记说，神说你要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
He is the only one you must serve.
他是那个你唯一要侍奉的。
But when we come to 1 Kings 11,
但是我们到列王记上11章的时候，
verse 4,
第四节。
When Solomon was old, his wives turned away his heart after other gods.
所罗门年老的时候，他的妃嫔诱惑他的心，随从别神。
And his heart was not completely true to the Lord his God.
他的心就是不是像不效法他父亲大卫，诚诚实实的顺服耶和华他的神。
Verse 6, he did not wholly follow the Lord.
他没有专心随从耶和华。
Understand that Solomon does not leave Jehovah and turn to other gods completely.
你要记住说，所罗门不是说完全的就是离弃耶和华神，然后去拜偶像。
Instead, he worships Jehovah.
他相反的，他敬拜耶和华。
But he also worships other gods.
但是他同时呢，也去拜这些别的神。
He builds a temple to Asherah, a temple to Molech, a temple to Chemosh.
他给亚斯他路建一个殿，也给摩洛和基莫建殿。
I think it's important to remember that what it says in verse 4.
我也觉得很重要，你要记住第四节。
Because if you are listening to Sunday school class, you are probably not going to say, oh, I'm not interested in being a Christian.
如果你是在总是来参加主日学，那可能你不是说我对这个基督教对这些都不感兴趣。
Solomon would never say, I don't want to worship Jehovah.
所罗门从来没有说我不想敬拜耶和华。
But his problem and our problem is,
他的问题跟我们的问题就是
when we combine worshiping God with other priorities.
我们就是把敬拜神跟别的就是一些东西呢混合在一起。
Solomon wanted to please God, but he also wanted to please his wives who worshiped other gods.
所罗门呢是想讨神的欢心，但是他同时也想讨他那些拜别的神的他的妻妾的欢心。
And so all of this leads to the problems of the nation.
所以呢，这些都导致了这个整个民族的问题。
The problem does not immediately appear. Solomon appears to be very successful.
这些问题没有马上浮现出来，所罗门表面上看的是挺成功的。
But that lays the foundation for the problems of kings.
但是呢，这个其实成了这个后边要来的问题的这个根，就是根源。
Now on slide 11, I have given you a map.
在第幻灯片的第十一章，我给了大家一个地图。
And I want you to see what this map is, and this map is very helpful as you read the Book of Kings.
这个当你读列王记的时候，这张地图其实应该是很有帮助的。
The yellow line shows the division between Judah in the south. and Israel in the north.
这个黄线就展示了，就是说是南北国这个分裂的，南国是犹大，北国是以色列。
I should explain something about this map that always bothers my college students.
我应该给你们解释一下这张图，因为我的总是很让我的大学的那个学生很不舒服。
Because the map looks like it's sideways.
因为这个地图呢，看上去好像是就是斜过来了。
In the ancient world,
在那个古时候。
Maps were not oriented north to south, they were oriented west to east.
他们不是那个上北下南，而是他们是上东下，上东和西是上下。
So on this map, east is at the top.
所以呢，我们在这张地图上呢，是上东下西，上面是东。
North is on the left side of the map.
所以呢，那个北边呢，就是在左手边。
If that bothers you, just turn your head sideways.
如果你觉得不是看了不舒服的话，你就把头给斜过来。
But that is how they imagined their world.
那是他们来看待他们的世界，他们那时候的地图。
And so,
所以
under Solomon's son Rehoboam,
所以到了所罗门的儿子叫罗波安。
The kingdom is divided.
这个国家就已经分裂
了。Most of the nation follows Jeroboam.
所以呢，这个国家的大部分支派呢，都跟随了耶罗波安。
A troublemaker.
这个耶罗波安是一个麻烦制造者。
He had been in exile in Egypt because of causing problems.
因为他以前带来问题，所以他就流亡到了埃及。
Rehoboam comes to the throne.
现在罗伯安坐王了。
And he makes a very foolish decision.
他做了一个很愚蠢的决定。
Now understand that for 40 years Solomon had been king.
要记住在他之前他爸爸所罗门做了40年的王。
And Rehoboam wants to show that he is now the boss.
罗伯安现在想要显示说现在我是老板。
Solomon had built the temple.
所罗门建了这个圣殿。
Solomon had built grand palaces.
然后所罗门建了很宏伟壮丽的宫殿。
But who had paid for those?
但是这些钱都从哪里来呢？
The taxes on the people of Israel.
是他从以色列人身上所收的税。
The work had done all of the work.
然后谁做这些工作呢？
And so when Solomon dies, they are hoping that Rehoboam will lower taxes and make things easier for them.
所以当所罗门死了之后，他们希望这个罗伯安能够减税，能够让他们的工作没有那么辛苦。
But Rehoboam wants to show he is strong.
但是罗伯安想向众人显示他很强壮。
And so he says, I'm going to be even harder than my father.
他说我要比我父亲更严厉。
And so the people are unhappy.
所以这个老百姓就挺不高兴的。
Jeroboam comes and says, I'll be a better ruler.
然后耶罗波安这时候出现说我会成为一个更好的统治 领袖统治者。
And so soon the nation is divided.
这个很快呢这个国家就分裂了。
And from this point on,
从这个时候开始,
we have two kingdoms.
我们就有两个王国。
We call it the Northern Kingdom or Israel.
我们就称为是北方王国，就是以色列。
The Southern Kingdom or Judah.
或者南国就是犹大。
Now on slide 13,
在第13章的幻灯片,
I have given you a summary of the two kingdoms.
我给你两个这个王国的这个一个概要。
Let me just review this very quickly.
让我们很快的过一遍。
And I want to start with the right column, the right side.
我先看那个右边。
The Northern Kingdom.
这个北国以色列。
It will fall in 722.
他在公元前722年就亡国了。
It is conquered by Assyria.
它是被亚述王国征服。
Assyria will destroy the nation.
然后亚述王国就是把这个国家王国整个
They will scatter the people.
他就把这个老百姓给他们就是让他们散居。
And the northern tribes never return home.
然后这个北国的这些部落这些支派就再也没回来。
In fact, they are the area that in Jesus' time is known as Samaria.
他们那所住的那个地方在耶稣的时代就被称为撒玛利亚。
They are never again a nation of Israel.
他们再也没有成为一个民族一个国家没有成为以色列这样一个民族国家。
The southern kingdom's history is different.
但是南国的这个历史却有一些不同。
They survive for almost 150 years after the northern kingdom is defeated.
在北国已经被击败之后他们大概又存在了一百多年。
They are carried away to Babylon.
他们被掳到巴比伦。
But later, they return.
但是后来他们又回归了。
And that is the people who are known as Israel in the time of Jesus.
所以那些人就是在耶稣时代被称为以色列犹太人的人。
Now this slide 13 shows why the difference between them.
这张幻灯片就显示了为什么他们中间会有这种不同。
If you look at the northern kingdom.
如果你看那个北方的王国北国。
Every one of their kings was bad.
他们所有的王都是坏王。
You never have a good king in the north.
你在北国从来没有一个好的王。
They all worship false gods.
他们都拜这个假神。
Go to the next slide.
到14。我们到
It's another map.
就是14张幻灯片就是那个就是一个地图。
And this map does have the north at the top.
这次呢确实是上面是北边是一个。
When Jeroboam takes over the northern kingdom,
当耶罗波安做北就是做了北国的王的时候
,he has a great fear.
他有一个很大他很有一个害怕是对有一个很大的恐惧。
Because three times a year,
因为犹太人他们大概一年要求有三次。
Everyone in Israel was supposed to go to Jerusalem for a religious feast.
就是所有的犹太，就是以色列人，他们都应该去上到耶路撒冷，是过这个节期，宗教的节期。
I always think of it a little bit like Chinese New Year's.
有点像我们中国人的春节。
Where families go back home and they gather.
就是大家都回家，然后大家团聚。
And home for the Jews was Jerusalem.
对以色列人，对犹太人来讲，他们的家就是这个耶路撒冷。
Jeroboam is afraid.
所以呢，耶罗波安他就害怕。
Because he knows this is what's going to happen.
他就知道这样呢就会发生什么样的事情。
At Passover, all of the people will go back to Jerusalem.
在逾越节，这所有的犹太人都要回到耶路撒冷。
And they will begin to talk to the other Jews from Judah, from the southern kingdom.
他们就会跟在从南国来的犹大的人，这些犹太人讲话。
And they will remember how good it was when they were all one people.
他们就会想起来说他们原来是一个民族，一个统一的国家的时候，那时候有多好。
They will worship at the temple and they will remember the beautiful temple.
他们会在这个圣殿来敬拜，他们就会想起来这个宏伟壮丽的圣殿。
And Jeroboam thinks, someday they will decide, we want to reunite.
然后耶罗巴安就说他们就会说有一天他们就会说哎呀我们要重新成为一个统一的国家。
And I will lose my kingdom.
这样的话我的王国就不存在了。
So this is what he decides to do.
所以那就是他决定要做的。
He makes two golden calves.
他就造了两个金牛犊。
And he says, let me make this easy for you.
他让我让这件事情变得容易一些。
He puts one in Bethel. That's the southern boundary of the northern kingdom.
他把一只金牛犊呢就放在那个伯特利，就是这个是他们的南界，这个以色列这个北国的最南边。
And he puts the other one at Dan, that is all the way at the north.
然后他把另外一只金牛犊呢放在那个但，但是在那个他这个以色列国的最北边。
And he says, you don't need to go to Jerusalem.
然后他就对百姓说，你们不需要再去，不需要再去上到耶路撒冷。
Here are your gods.
这个就是你们的神。
And he appoints priests.
然后他也自己就指定了祭司。
He makes places of worship.
然后他也是建殿，就是让百姓可以去敬拜。
And instead of going back to Jerusalem, the people can worship there.
就是不需要去耶路撒冷，这些百姓就可以在这些地方敬拜。
And from that point on, Israel never goes back to worshiping Jehovah.
从那个时候开始，以色列人再也没有回去敬拜耶和华神。
So back to slide 13 now again.
所以我们再回到第上边第13章那个幻灯片。
Israel immediately goes into idol worship and never returns.
所以以色列北国就马上的又回到就是拜偶像的境界，再也没有回转。
But on the left column we have the southern kingdom.
但是在左边这一栏呢是这个南国犹大。
Their capital is still in Jerusalem.
他们的京都首府还在耶路撒冷。
And at least 8 of their kings are good kings.
至少他们有八位王是好王。
And so Israel does not, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Judah does not go as bad as Israel.
所以呢，犹大呢，他没有就是像以色列那么糟糕，那么不好。
They have times of revival.
他们有这个复兴的时期。
And that keeps them in the land longer.
所以这个就让他们在他们的土地上待的时间更长久一些。
Israel's problem is not that they completely abandon Jehovah.
以色列的这个问题不是在于他们完全的就是离弃了耶和华。
Their problem,
他们的问题在于
is that they are divided.
是他们的心不专心，他们的心是三心二意。
They want to worship Jehovah.
他们想要敬拜耶和华。
But they also want to worship other gods.
他们也想要敬拜别的神。
One of the best examples of that is the story of Elijah.
那个最这个讲这个把这个讲的最清楚最明显的就是以利亚的故事。
The people are worshiping Baal.
这时候百姓在拜巴利。
But they keep coming back to the temple and also worshiping Jehovah.
他们又不断的回到圣殿还是敬拜耶和华。
And so,Elijah says this to the people.
所以以利亚就对百姓说
How long will you go limping between two different opinions?
你们心思两意要到几时呢
You see, when you try to walk in two directions at once, you're going to fall.
如果你想要在同一个时间想要走两个向两个方向走你肯定会摔倒。
And so he says, if Jehovah is God, follow him.
所以以利亚就说若耶和华是神就当顺从耶和华。
If Baal is God, follow him.
若巴利是神就当顺从巴利。
And so we have that wonderful story in 1 Kings 18.
所以我们就有列王记上那个很精彩的故事。
Of the conflict between Baal and Jehovah.
就是在巴利跟耶和华神之间的这个中间的这个冲突。
Now, through Kings, we have a whole series of rulers.
所以列王记呢，就记录了一系列的这个统治者。
That lead Israel into more and more trouble.
就带领以色列进到了更越来越深重的这个麻烦灾难里边。
In 722, the northern kingdom is destroyed by Assyria.
所以在公元前722年，这个北方王国就是被亚述王国毁灭了。
Assyria attacks Judah, but they are not able to defeat them.
然后亚述也攻击了犹大，但是却不能战胜犹大。
Later, Assyria is conquered by Babylon.
然后之后呢，亚述王国被巴比伦王国所毁灭。
And Babylon becomes the great threat to Judah.
这时候巴比伦就成了对犹大这个最大的威胁。
Until we come to 586.
直到我们到了公元前586年。
If you will go to slide 21, the last
slide. 如果我们到第21章这个最后那一张幻灯片。
I want to try to wrap this up with trying to show you what happens to Judah.
然后我就在这里讲到底犹大最后他的结局是怎样的。
I should have given you one more map.
我应该再给大家加一张地图。
That would show you the empires.
然后就是展示这个各个帝国的这个一张地图。
But if you'll go back up, I'm sorry, I'm messing you up, sister.
No, no, no,
if you go back up to slide 14.
如果我们再回到第14章这个幻灯片。
This is where Judah is.
你可以看到犹大在下方。
To the northeast is Assyria.
在那个东北方就是那个亚述王国。
To the east is Babylon.
在东边呢就是那个巴比伦王国。
And then if you follow the water down to the southwest, that is Egypt.
如果你在看着左边那个大海地中海那个西南方就是埃及。
Three great powers.
所以有三个就是那个超级大国。
And right in the middle,
在这个中间呢是谁呢
?is the little kingdom of Judah.
就是这个小小的这个犹大王国。
Nobody in any of those kingdoms cared about Judah.
所以在这些超级大国里边呢没有一个国家在意这个犹大。
Except,
除了
that those three kingdoms are rivals,
就这三个这个大国之间彼此之间就是打来打去。
And Judah is right in the middle.
但是呢犹大在这个三个国家正好在他们正中间。
And so when Babylon wants to attack Egypt, they have to come through Judah.
所以当巴比伦想要攻击这个去打这个埃及的时候他必须要经过犹大。
When Egypt wants to send its armies against Babylon, they come through Judah.
所以当埃及他想要派军队去打这个巴比伦的时候他也要经过犹大。
And I'm telling you that for this reason.
我告诉讲这个是因为
If you had asked anybody in the ancient world,
如果你就是问古那个时期的任何人
Why is Judah in trouble?
为什么犹大他总是有麻烦呢
They would have said,
他们就会说
Because of the geography.
是因为这个地理上的问题。
Judah is in the wrong place.
因为犹大在一个错误的地方。
And all these big empires are conquering Judah on their way to the other places.
所以这些帝国呢都是在要去攻打就是征服别的帝国的时候呢就要经过犹大。
But the book of Kings says, no, that's not right.
但是列王记却告诉我们不是这样的。
The reason Judah is in trouble
这个犹大之所以有麻烦有
is not because Jehovah is weak
不是因为耶和华神没有力量
It's not because of geography
也不是因为地理上的原因
It's because Judah turned to other gods
而是因为犹大他去拜了别的假神
And so the last slide 21
所以我们最后一张幻灯片
For the last 20 years of Judah's history,
所以在犹大的最后的20年的历史上
she is under constant attack.
所以她就不断地被攻打。
First she's fighting with Egypt.
她第一刚开始呢她跟那个埃及打。
Then she's fighting with Babylon.
然后又跟那个巴比伦之间征战。
In 605, Jerusalem is conquered Daniel and the nobility are carried away.
所以公元前605年耶路撒冷就是那时候已经被征服失败了。所以但以理和他的朋友们还有别的贵族就是被带走作为人质。
A few years later,
又过了几年。
Jerusalem tries to revolt.
然后耶路撒冷他想要背叛巴比伦。
And the army comes back and conquers her again.
然后这个巴比伦的军队又来又征服了他们。
And this time another 10,000 citizens are carried away.
这次呢有一万人被掳。
Ezekiel is one of those.
然后以西结也是在被掳的人中间。
And finally in 587,
最后到了公元前586年,
they revolt again.
他们再次背叛。
And this time, Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm tired of this.
这次呢,那个尼布甲尼撒说我受够了,我已经够了。
And so in 586, he destroys the city.
所以在公元前586年,他就整个把耶路撒冷这个城全毁了。
Tears down the walls.
他把那个城墙给拆了。
Destroys the temple.
他把圣殿也毁了。
And carries everyone except the very poorest people into captivity.
除了那个非常极穷的百姓，他把剩下的人全都给掳到巴比伦了。
And why does it happen?
为什么这些事情会发生呢？
King says, not because Jehovah is weak.
列王记说，不是因为耶和华神没有能力。
But because Judah worships other gods.
而是因为犹大他去拜了别的假神，拜了别的神。
Kings tells the story of Manasseh.
然后这个列王记告诉我们讲述了关于这个马拉西的故事。
He was the most wicked king ever in Judah.
他是这个犹大里面所有的这个最邪恶的最坏的最恶的王。
He would even sacrifice babies to his idols, burn them.
他甚至就是献孩童为祭给这个把这个献孩童烧了献给这个假神为祭。
Throw the babies in the fire as a sacrifice to his gods.
把孩子真的扔到火里边作为对他的那个拜的假神的献祭。
Because of Manasseh,
因为马拉西,
God says, I will destroy Jerusalem.
神说我要毁灭耶路撒冷。
After that,
在那个之后,
Israel never again, Judah never again recovers its strength.
这个犹大再也没有恢复他的力量。
Now let me quickly move from Israel to us.
然后我就很快的从以色列讲到我犹大讲到我们自己。
I started with Galatians.
我刚开始我们是最刚开始讲的是加拉太书。
Whatever we sow, we will reap.
我们种的是什么，收的也是什么。
That is true in all of life.
在人的这个生命中的确是这样的。
Can you imagine a farmer?
你能想象一位一个农夫
who plants rice?
他本来是种的是这个大米
and he expects to reap wheat.
但是却希望能够收获小麦
You would say he is crazy.
你就说这人脑子发疯了
If you plant rice,
如果你
you reap rice.
如果你种的是大米，那你收获的也是大米。
Imagine a student who does no homework.
想象一下，一个学生从来不做家庭作业。
Does not study for any test.
然后也考试前从来不学习。
And expects to reap good grades.
但是却希望能够得到一个好成绩。
You would say that's impossible.
你说那是不可能的。
We always reap what we sow.
我们总是收获我们所播种的。
And Kings teaches us that in our spiritual life,
列王记也教导我们在我们的属灵的生活上
we reap what we sow.
我们收获我们所播种的。
Somewhere around 560,
BC?
Yes, yes.
大概在公元前560年左右。
The people of Israel are in exile.
这时候以色列人是在被掳时期。
And they are saying, Why?
他 他们在问说为什么会这样。
Why did God not protect us?
为什么神没有保护我们?
And Jeremiah writes Kings.
然后耶利米就写了这个列王记。
To say this.
他就这样说。
You planted rice and you wanted to reap wheat.
你种的是这个大米，但是你却想要收获这个水稻，小麦。
You worshipped idols and you wanted Jehovah to protect you.
你真的是拜偶像，但是你却期待耶和华神保护你。
You cannot do that.
你这是行不通的。
And King says to us today,
列王记对今天的我们说，
If we want God's blessing in our life,
如果我们想要神在我们生命中的祝福，
we have to live a life that is obedient to Him.
我们要必须要过一个顺从神的生活。
We cannot rebel against Him and live our own way.
我们不能说背逆神就过自己的生活，走自己的路。
And then expect God's blessing.
然后还期待神对我们的祝福。
If we want God's blessing, we must live lives that are obedient to God.
如果我们要想要得到神的祝福，我们必须要过一个顺从神的生活。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, please help us to learn the lesson of Kings.
主啊，真的是帮助我们能够学到列王记上下里的功课。
Many times Satan tries to deceive us.
很多时候撒旦想要欺骗我们。
To make us think that we can go our own way.
让我们觉得我们可以过自己的方式，过自己的生活，按自己的心意。
And that we will never reap the results of our disobedience.
但是我们却永远不会收获，因为我们悖逆的结果。
Help us to learn from Kings.
帮助我们从列王记学到功课。
That we reap what we sow.
我们会收获我们所播种的。
Help us then to sow lives of obedience.
让我们真的是播种的是这样一个顺从。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.